Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. Let's take a weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab. Dr. Mike Adabaugh is standing by in the lab this morning before our kind of summer vacation. And to wrap up our spring together, Dr. Adabaugh, before we take a little break for the summer, the topic today is platitudes are rarely helpful. Really?
So this is the Jerry Seinfeld episode where we go, this has all been fake. Just had 6 months of platitude. So yeah, I thought we'd finish with this. A lot of what we've shared in this show this past 6 months have been a version of a platitude. You know, some just one line truths that I've learned the past 20 years.
Right.
But I wrote this one a long time ago and kept moving it to the bottom of my list. But yeah, platitudes are rarely helpful. They're fun. They often explain things in a really simplistic way. They don't normally like affect our outcomes very much. They tend to be things that we say in the short run that kind of explain our feelings or our beliefs. Rarely do they move oceans or do the hard work. I think that's the heavy lifting is rarely done by platitudes. Maybe that's a better way of saying this, right?
Okay. Right. All right.
Did Make America Great Again, did that do anything?
Yeah,
I mean, that's a platitude, right?
It is.
Bring back better or whatever the...
Build back better, I think, is the...
Build back better.
The current phrase, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are platitudes.
Right.
And while if you're for that team, you might like those phrases, but those phrases in themselves don't really do anything. They give us a unified theme, maybe, and this is what we can think about as we go things. And they often, they definitely scratch an itch that people have.
Right.
But the truth is that platitudes really are rarely helpful. They end up coming across as condescending, know-it-all kind of phraseology that we use. And, we're going to keep using platitudes.
Right.
I saw that a couple of weeks ago, Don Lemon had this big announcement of he's leaving the network. It made it look like, and actually all he was doing is renaming his show.
Oh.
And it was it's like new platitude. I've got a new title for my show. Therefore you've got a new show. And I'm like, no, you don't. You got the same show with a new name because you're not getting the ratings you want, or you feel like this will get you better ratings. So that's what it is. It's this kind of dress up that we use on things.
Right.
Now there's truth to it. Certainly you don't want to break, a platitude. You don't want to have something as your platitude and then not abide by it.
Right.
Then you're again back to an episode I had a couple weeks ago about lying. Is then you're kind of lying about who you are.
True.
But realize that platitudes are nice, rarely do they, move the needle that much. How many of us are still eat, praying, and loving?
Right.
Well, it was a great platitude.
True.
Sold a lot of books.
Yes.
But either you were doing that before and you still are, or you probably didn't become an eater, prayer, and lover after that book any differently than...
Very true. The proof is in the performance, I guess I would say, right?
Yeah, you got to do something. And I think this deeply resonates with us, is that we realize now that just having you know, opinions, this isn't going to move any needle. It's, we got to get out and do the hard work. And I think, I'm glad to see a lot of people are realizing that they're doing the hard work.
True. I think that's true. Well, very good. That is a good one to take a little break on for the summer, Dr. Hanabasso. I always appreciate you being with me every week, but enjoy a little bit of a break, and we'll catch up with you again end of summer.
Take care.
Thank you very much. That is Dr. Mike Hanabasso. Again, he is with me from the Encouragement Lab every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.